All right, Bill Barty, Thanksgiving is over, and let me be the first to say Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wow, is it too soon for that?
Nope.
I guess not.
4 weeks, buddy. You better get ready. 4 weeks and it's Christmas.
What in the world?
Short run from Thanksgiving to Christmas this year. We're on the downhill pull.
We got this one. We got it covered. We're gonna fancy our way through this. Of course, Don Yeager right there, Bill Barty here. We bill ourselves the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's as we come in each week. Four different segments that are available via the airwaves of WBT Radio, blasting up and down the Eastern Seaboard. But we're also available via podcast wherever you may listen to podcasts. Just type in Carolina Outdoors and up we pop. We've got the WBT version as well as our own Jesse Brown's version. And also, you can go to jessebrowns.com there and hit podcast and listen that way. But anyway, being that we're Bill, the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, it makes us want to look back to the mothership to find out what is happening after Thanksgiving as we blend our way into December. And Don, as you said, less than 4 weeks coming, and Christmas and Santa Claus and all of that will be here. So it makes us want to talk to General Manager Wes Lawson at Jesse Brown's to find out a little bit about the offerings that are there, whether it be services, whether it be products, what is hot, what is not. Wes Lawson, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
The Jesse Brown's mothership has landed. It's that time of year, isn't it?
It is that time of year. It's if you can adventure your way over into the South Park area, which is the shopping district of Charlotte and the region, really, but it takes quite an adventure to get there. Get your car parked in an adventurous shopping center. But Wes, the store is located upstairs, so you have to hike or climb or maneuver your way to the Jesse Brown's balcony.
Or push that little round button that says two.
Oh, yeah, free elevator rides. You're right about that. So anyway, location, Sharon Corner Shopping Center in the heart of South Park. Wes, what's happening at Jesse Brown's as Don and I are over here broadcasting?
Well, you know, after you've had your adventure getting here and getting to the parking lot and you've hiked up the stairs, you've earned some really great opportunities here. Right now, this time of year, we've got so many good things in here. Lots of good flannel shirts, but flannel has been around for a day or two. The way it's been re-envisioned now, you know, lots of lighter, more comfortable materials. They have a nice hand to them, really sharp grays and blues. It's really all the things you want, and then some. Great fits for all the different shoulders they're going to go on. But right now, you know, we are a vest climate, and we've got some great options. Nano Puffs from Patagonia, Better Sweaters, Gordon Lyons, you name it. Some really nice pieces. Sims, easy to wear. You can wear them all day long. Now through that last little cold bit in April, just easy to live with, look good. And goes with anything. We've been selling a lot of those today.
And Wes, I got to ask you about that because, and by the way, Don is modeling, I think, a Mountain Khakis flannel here for the radio broadcast, so all of our listeners out there can see him in that orange, brown, and khaki cream-colored flannel shirt. But I've noticed this, and I just want to see what you say about it, that in the history of Jesse Brown's, at least in the past 20 or so years, fleece and fleece vest have been a big deal. But it seems you mentioned Nano Puff and you mentioned Sims garment. It seems like the quilted nylons are coming into play more so than the fleeces beyond. Do you think that's going to translate to gifts under the Christmas tree as well?
I think it will. You know, fleece feels nice. You know, you touch it and it feels familiar. But down or puffies, as people want to call them, puffers, they don't weigh hardly anything. And the amount of warmth you get them is just, it's just shocking. So if you're traveling a lot or in and out of the car and in and out of the office and stores and places, they just work really well. You know, they also work really well when you're going skiing or hiking or camping or hunting. You know, it's just still a technical piece with hardly any weight. It's easy to care for, and quite frankly, they just work. We have sold a lot of those today. But then on the other side of the coin, this is a great time of year to get a new wax cotton jacket from Barber. And man, we have been moving through Beauforts and Bedales and Beadnells, and it's just, it is a cycle there. But that is one of those things I would caution listeners. You can shop online for one of those, but you really need to get fitted for a Barber jacket, and we would be happy to find the right one that fits, because British sizing is different, and the zippers are kind of unique because it's on the left side. And that may not seem like a big deal until you try it. And we can answer all the questions about fit and what to pair with it, how to get it re-waxed, and we would recommend that you get that done every couple of years. But we have been moving through those, so the lightweight quilted puffers and the heavier wax cotton Barber jackets right now, it's been a busy day, been a busy season, really, for both of those things.
Well, let me represent the senior citizens a minute and say that a nylon jacket, a nylon quilted jacket, a down jacket are all easier to get on than fleece. They don't hang up on your sleeves and so forth. Much easier to get on and off if you're in and out of the car all the time and things of that type. So I'm a
well, you know how us millennials are. We just want everything to be easy. So you're speaking to me too.
Us old guys too. Us baby boomers appreciate that, especially as the shoulders start to lock up. But you know, talking about Barber a moment, there's something that's absolutely timeless. I mean, Barber jacket's been around 100 years, be around in another 100, and never go out of style.
Well, Ian, the great thing about it is it's one of those things that generations in a family can wear, and despite their age differences and their personality differences, they just work. You can dress them up, you can dress them down. You know, you've had yours for just a few minutes. I've had mine for just a few minutes, like 27 years. They just get better with age.
And if it's good enough for the Queen, it's good enough for Bill Barty.
Listen, I watch enough live PD to know that a warrant is bad in U.S. society, but that particular brand, Barber, has 3 warrants from the Royal Crown, and that is a good thing, not a bad thing like on Live PD. Got any warrants,
right,
Don? No comment.
Not in this state.
Don Yeager right there. Bill Barty right here. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, talking to the general manager of Jesse Brown's, Wes Lawson, as he gives us a lowdown of Jesse Brown's and the happenings over there. And Wes, you mentioned online, and I have noticed, I've been on there, jessebrowns.com. I've gone over there, and there's new things on there for people who want to shop Jesse Brown's online. It involves reservations. It involves pickup. What's happening that way?
Yeah, you know, if you go to our website and you want to shop our website, shop our inventory, you can. You can buy online or you can reserve an item. You're going to have your adventure over here, pop upstairs, and we will pull your jacket or your fleece or your fly rod off the shelf, and if you've paid for it, you're good to go. We'll offer to gift wrap it for you. If you need to try it on, you can do that, and then we'll offer to gift wrap it. You're good to go. So it's just like shopping anywhere else, except you're supporting a great local retailer. Go to our website, jessebrowns.com. Click up on the top right side. You can look at our inventory. Most of our brands are on there, not all, but a whole bunch. And if you don't see it, give us a call or come in, and I bet we can track it down off the sales floor for you.
And today is Small Business Saturday, so keep us open, guys.
Well, yeah, the other thing, I did mention it kind of in passing, but this time of year we always make a point of offering free gift wrapping, but we will do that anytime for any product you buy. We've always got folks here who are happy to do it, and I think we do a pretty darn good job. We can certainly do a Jesse Brown's bag with some gift wrap paper or some tissue, but what we really prefer to do is to do a nice classic presentation in a shirt or a jacket box, put your item in there with some tissue paper, fold it up, wrap it in paper, and throw a big old Jesse Brown's ribbon and bow on there. It looks great. Now, it may take an extra minute or two, but you're going to come out on top because that gift is going to look really sharp.
If you hear people who say they want to buy small, that sounds like they're saving a little bit of money, but that's really not what it's about. Buy small is people out there shopping on Small Business Saturday.
That's right.
Hey, we qualify.
National chain of one.
Right.
Give us some gift ideas this year. Some good stocking stuffers, some good fill-in things, you know, $300 or less.
Well, I like your stockings. So, speaking of stockings, socks are always safe, and we've got socks from Farm to Feet, Wigwam, Sockwell, Socksmith, and, of course, Smart Wool. So we can go from kind of fun socks to more technical socks. Like we led this segment on, Nano Puffs and fleece is always nice. You know, the Nano Puff line has become so successful for Patagonia, they now make a Nano Puff hat. Doesn't weigh a thing on your head, but keeps you toasty and warm. If you know somebody who's out of the element, that's a good one. Sunglasses from Smith, Costa Del Mar, Maui Jim are great. Pocket knives from Benchmade, Opinel, and Swiss Army. Wrist watches from Victorinox. Or if you'd rather give an experience than a thing, we'd be happy to get you a casting lesson with Don or Dave or a fly fishing day on the water with Don or Dave. What a great thing to give. And then gift cards. Gift cards are always the right size, and it's always the right color. We can do that, too. Any denomination from $5 to $500. And beyond that, if you don't know what to get that loved one, give us an idea of what he or she likes, and we'll track it down for you, too.
Makes me want to come shop there, and I work there.
Well, come on.
Makes me want a gift card. Bigger the better.
Hey, you got it.
TJ's down for a $500.
There you go, TJ. Lead by example. I like that.
Too cool. Wes Lawson, thank you for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, giving us a breakdown of Jesse Brown's and all the things going on there. We can visit online. Hey, not just shopping online. You can listen to this broadcast online, jessebrowns.com. But thank you for jumping in here and straightening the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's out. We will be over there in just a moment. As soon as we're done here, right, Don? Thank you much, Wes, and we're going to take a quick break and be back with a little bit more of the Carolina Outdoors.